Thank you, Chair. I'm speaking on behalf of the International Organization of Employers. As a general comment, the draft provision seems to be far from possible implementation. Strong international support of this draft is what is currently missing, and we regret the fact that your proposals, which are a step in the good direction to achieve this aim, are not regarded as a more balanced basis of negotiation. On the revised third draft treaty, in 6.3, the entire provision should be aligned with UNGPs 15, 17, and 18. In provision 6.4, the clause should be deleted in its entirety and replaced with the language of the UNGP 21. The current text is too vague and problematic. In 6.4 bis, parent and outsourcing enterprises cannot have obligation whatsoever to give all the necessary technical and financial means to their business relationship in their global value chain for them to be able to implement their due diligence. In 6.7, reference to adequate penalties should be omitted, as penalties should be set in line with national judicial systems. In 6.7 bis, the proposal is calling for universal jurisdiction, which is largely unimplementable and should be left to states to decide. It should be also omitted. In 6.8, this provision restricts freedom of speech and expression enshrined in Article 19 of the Universal Declaration and should be omitted. In 6.8 bis and ter, the proposal regarding international financial institution loses sight of the fact that this draft is aimed at states and non-state actors such as companies. Turning to your chair's new proposals. In 6.1, this proposal should refer explicitly to the obligation of states to support businesses in their responsibility to respect. Prevention is a shared responsibility between states and businesses. The wording on 6.1b, strengthen the practice of human rights due diligence by business enterprises, is not clear enough and should be replaced by provide support, advice, and guidance to business enterprises on respecting human rights by appropriate methods, including on human rights due diligence, as well as through capacity building and awareness raising. Active participation from businesses, in particular SMEs, as well as employer organizations under 6.1D should be explicitly included. In 6.2, necessary independence and resources should be added to these proposals. Also, to avoid any subjective language, the term undue influence should be omitted. In 6.3, again, this proposal does not consider the obligation arising from the state's duty to protect human rights, which should provide guidance and support to companies when undertaking their human rights due diligence. Additionally, these legal new enforceable requirements will be extremely burdensome for enterprise. Point 6.3d remains unimplementable. Public security is granted by states, not by a company, as a consequence of its human rights due diligence. Finally, state parties should have the possibility to exclude micro companies and small and medium enterprises from legally binding due diligence obligations. In 6.4, what does third party means in this context? Are we referring to suppliers? This language should be clarified. Thank you.
You just read my whole